Chapter 20. "No," Eddie wailed. "Let us out! Let us out of here!" He pounded furiously on the wall with his fist. I tugged him away. "This must be the wrong hallway," I told him. "We made a wrong turn." "No," he protested. "It's the right hallway, I know it is." "Then where's the restaurant?" I replied. "They didn't seal it up while we were walking the halls just now." He stared up at me, his chin trembling, his dark eyes frightened. "Can't we go outside and walk around to the front?" he asked wearily. "We could," I replied thoughtfully, "if we could find a door that led outside, but so far..." I stopped when I heard voices. I turned and saw a narrow hallway leading off to our right. The voices seemed to be floating through this hall I hadn't noticed before. Voices and laughter. "That must be the restaurant down there," I told Eddie. "See, we just had one more turn to make. We'll be out of here in a few seconds." His face brightened up a little. The voices and laughter grew louder as we made our way down the narrow corridor. Bright yellow light shone from an open doorway at the end. As we stepped into the doorway, we both cried out in surprise. This was not the hotel restaurant we had had our tea in. I grabbed Eddie's arm as I stared in shock around the enormous room. Two blazing fireplaces provided the only light. People in strange costumes sat on low benches around long wooden tables. A whole deer or an elk was turning on a spit, roasting over a fire in the center of the floor. The tables were piled high with food. Meats, whole cabbages, green vegetables, fruits, whole potatoes, and food I didn't recognize. I didn't see any plates or serving platters. The food was just strewn over the long tables. People reached in and pulled out what they wanted. They ate noisily, talking loudly, laughing and singing, taking long drinks from metal wine cups, slapping the cups on the tabletop and toasting each other merrily. "They're all eating with their hands," Eddie exclaimed. He was right. I didn't see any silverware at the tables. Two chickens, squawking loudly, fluttered across the floor, chased by a large brown dog. A woman had two babies in her lap. She ignored them while she chewed on a large hunk of meat. "It's a costume party," I whispered to Eddie. We hadn't the nerve to move from the doorway. "This must be where those guys in the hoods were going." I gazed in amazement at the colorful costumes. Long robes, loose-fitting pajama-type outfits of blue and green, leather vests worn over black tights. A lot of men and women wore animal furs around their shoulders, despite the blazing heat from the fireplaces. In one corner, a man appeared to be wearing an entire bearskin. He stood beside a giant wooden barrel working a spigot, filling metal cups with a thick brown liquid that oozed from the barrel. Two children in rags played tag under one of the long tables. Another child, dressed in green tights, chased after one of the squawking chickens. "What a party," Eddie whispered. "Who are these people?" I shrugged. "I don't know. I can't understand what they're saying too well, can you?" Eddie shook his head. "Their accents are too weird." "But maybe someone in here can tell us how to get outside," I suggested. "Let's try," Eddie pleaded. I led the way into the room. Even though I was walking slowly, timidly, I nearly tripped over a sleeping hound dog. Eddie followed close behind as I made my way up to one of the men turning the roasting deer on the spit. He wore only knee breeches of some rough brown cloth. His forehead and top of his body glistened with sweat. "Excuse me, sir," I said. He glanced up at me and his eyes bulged wide in surprise. "Excuse me," I repeated. "Can you tell us how to get out of the hotel?" He stared at me without replying, stared as if he had never seen a 12-year-old girl in jeans and a t-shirt before. Two little girls, wearing gray dresses down to the floor, walked up to Eddie and me, staring up at us with the same shocked expression as the man. Their streaky blonde hair fell wild and tangled behind their backs. It looked as if it had never been brushed in their lives. They pointed at us and giggled. I suddenly realized that the entire room had grown silent, as if someone had turned a knob and clicked off the sound. My heart started to pound. The strong smell of the roasting deer choked my nostrils. I turned to find everyone in the room gaping in open-mouthed wonder, staring in silence at Eddie and me.
I'm sorry to interrupt the party,
I stammered in a tiny, frightened voice. I let out a cry of surprise as they all climbed noisily to their feet. Food toppled off the table, while the long benches clattered to the floor. More children pointed and giggled. Even the chickens seemed to stop clucking and strutting. And then, an enormous red-faced man in a long white gown raised his hand and pointed at Eddie and me.
It's them! He bellowed. It's them!